All right, thank you. We might resume. If I can stress again that some of those matters that speakers brought up just before morning tea, we're not, because we didn't immediately go on to talk about those particular matters, doesn't mean to say we'll be ignoring them, that hopefully we'll come back to each and every one of those matters as the day goes on. You'll see from our outline now that we wanted to move on to look at ideas for effective policing and what are the key features of effective policing in the communities. We do know that it's possible to build strong relationships between police and Indigenous communities because our inquiry team found, as it went around the communities, found evidence of it occurring in some situations. There are a number of Queensland police officers who are generally highly regarded for their work in those communities. It's been brought to my attention that the inquiry team kept hearing the same names put forward by communities as being good officers. And these officers are often remembered despite it having been years, in some cases, since they worked in the communities. These same names, interestingly, were also the ones put forward to us by the Commissioner of Police and other senior police. So the police service obviously knows who the good officers are. We're lucky enough to have a couple of those officers here with us today. And as I indicated earlier, we want the focus of today to be on ideas, on the way things can be improved. We want to put forward ideas today of where we can go and get your input on those. So if I can ask Mark to introduce the ideas about how we think things might be improved, and what we see, what our consulting group sees as the most important features of successful policing in the communities.
Thank you. We can identify features of effective policing. We've drawn these out of both the research literature and also from what people were saying to us in the communities, both community people and police. We found there's strong similarities between what people said they want and what the research into policing has demonstrated. Firstly, all these things I'm going to mention are happening to some extent, or they're happening sometimes or in some places. What people want to see is more of them, and to see the police service strongly supporting and encouraging these styles of policing. Okay, so the first thing is about building trust and respect. For policing to work effectively, there needs to be a high level of trust and respect, and that must be two-way between police and community. Dr. Weatherburn again says there's now quite a body of evidence that people are more willing to obey the law where they view the local police with respect. The first requirement then is a willingness to treat the residents of crime-prone neighbourhoods with civility and respect, regardless of whether they are suspected offenders, victims or innocent bystanders or people seeking assistance or simply residents going about their business. At an individual level, police officers need to have certain attributes that help engender trust and respect. Personal characteristics of police are a big factor. Police need to be able to relate to people, listen to people. They need to understand how to work with people and work with the community. They need to know the community. They need to know what's happening in the community. They need to understand how relationships work. They need to understand and be sensitive to local culture. Community people place a high value on police being involved in community activities. We can't overstate what we think is the importance of informal and positive personal interactions with the broad community. People said to us they want to see police get out of their cars to walk around, talk to people, play sport, work with young people, be visible around town and be approachable. People we found are very keen to know their local officers. People also like to see police applying the law equally. They like to see the police being consistent, being firm but fair. And we found that people's perceptions of what is fair are very important. Several police said to us that it's important to people that as a police officer, you do what you say you'll do.